Oh, wow.
Can you believe it?
We're not wearing the same clothes
well,
we did.
There's a reason.
Damn.
Luke, and he might edit this out, and I know you guys are probably watching this going, oh, let me guess, he made you change again. Yes.
He did.
There's a reason this time. Normally, it's because he does not like the outfits we're wearing. He kind of is a bit of a fashion Nazi, and apparently over the week we just got him a company credit card,
which we've had some problems with in the past,
a little bit.
We love Luke,
right? And trust Luke, and he went out to Rodeo Drive, and I guess he just had this misconception that credit cards, it's free money. Not realizing you have to pay it back, and he bought, I think it was $22,000 of Rick Owens clothing,
and the necklace. It's diamond encrusted, and it says R.I.P. Kobe, and it's a picture of Kobe's face.
And it's not even well done though. That's the thing. It's very poorly made.
Yeah, the way that they did the teeth, I think a diamond or something must have popped out because it looks like he has like a gap in his tooth. Which I think is kind of disrespectful to his memory.
Oh, 100%.
I don't even think any of the funds go to help his family or any sort of...
No.
So.
And I maybe the funds could go to art school for that person who made it, but that's besides the fact. He bought it, and there's no returns, and Rick Owens doesn't do returns, and the necklace was six figures. Yeah. So we had to have a little talk with him today. So we're kind of having to sell some stuff, and he said, you guys actually are dressed nice today. You look good for the first time. Give me those clothes, and we had to give them to him so we could go sell them in a thrift shop. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
He liked my hat, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I have my piece of hair on my face.
You're good. See, look how pretty you look. Look at that. Look at that cute little boy.
I shouldn't smile with my teeth.
Man.
Yeah, man. Oh. Like I say, I can still pass for 14 or 15, so
yeah.
Definitely boy works. But enough about Luke. We'll forgive him.
Forgive and forget. Or forgive but not forget. I think that's the rule, right? The key, the rule of thumb.
I think it's the thumb rule.
The thumb rule.
Yeah, that's what they call that one.
I'm going to be honest. I just want to go home right now and play some Elden Ring. I want to smoke some weed and play some Elden Ring.
That sounds fun, man. I want to go home and play some Binding of
Isaac.
But
I have to sit here and talk to these people.
Well, you know, we could have skipped this one, but we really got to pay the
bills. Hold on. I got to give them what they want.
I'm looking forward to playing Binding of Isaac when I got to get a little bit of work done, but then I'm going to play Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
And you're going to play Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably some Moonlight or two. Probably more of Elden Ring. Because I want to get through Caelid before I go off into the whatever plateau. These are different regions.
Death Plateau?
You start out in the Weeping Peninsula, and then you go into Limgrave. And then afterwards, you can go into pretty much any area at any time, except for the further away, like
right.
Down the road and
down
like
yonder,
end game type of areas. But yeah, you can go to Caelid from the beginning and get owned.
Ooh, hey, put your teeth away, put them away. We should in a future game we make or the D&D series or something. We need to have a place called Yonder.
Over yonder.
Yeah, like a faraway land is like country is called Yonder.
I like that.
I remember my grandma and grandpa always saying they had very heavy southern accents at like to the point where it's like, Matthew, what are you doing?
What's over yonder?
And they always would say out yonder, over yonder.
Out yonder.
I remember asking them too. I was like, where's yonder when I was a kid?
What is yonder even short for? Is it short for anything, or is it its own yonder?
Is
yonder
it just its own word? I'm actually really curious about this.
I'll look it up right
yonder.
Now.
Yonder. Yeah. It's not like over there. Like, over, no. I'm. We're doing some linguistic heavy lifting over here, guys. Bear with us. Let's see. On there?
Over yonder is an expression that means something is close but not right beside you, maybe 15 to 20 feet away. For example, you might, hey, do you have a glass of sweet tea over yonder? This is an AI overview. Over yonder doesn't mean it's like, it means like it's travelable, but it's still somewhat far away. I would never be like, can you hand me that tea over yonder?
Yeah, over yonder to me is like a medium distance where it's not super close by, but it's not far away.
Like, so, kind of like over a close by hill.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. If you were hiking and you, let's say you have to make feces while you're hiking.
Yeah.
You dig a little hole, you make the feces, and then you walk maybe, you know, a couple hundred yards and realize that you actually want to go back and get the feces and take it with you. You could say, I'm gonna run back over yonder to get the feces.
I'd say yonder is like a sixth of a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's like a good measurement.
I would say
maybe even a fourth.
A third to a sixth.
Between
there. Yeah. That range.
That's a yonder.
That should be the actual definition of it.
We should try to change that.
If we sparked a movement, then I'm pretty sure that could catch on. Because who's really talking about yonder these days? I mean, I'm sure it's still used a lot. And for listeners that are non-native English speakers, you're probably going, what the F? But through the Funny Brothers, you're learning a very, very Americanly cultural word from the South.
For most native English speakers, the word yonder is either archaic or poetic. For many native speakers in the southern United States, however, it is still a word in common but declining use. Yeah. Those who still use the term rhyme it with wonder.
Yonder?
Rather than wander.
No, I don't like what those kids are doing
over
these days.
Yonder?
Yonder. That's wrong.
Yonder.
I have never heard someone say yonder.
I noticed that there's a distinction.
What?
I never mentioned it. One may say the ball is over there where you are, but not the ball is over yonder where you are. However, one can say either the ball is over there in the bushes or the ball is over yonder in the bushes. I don't. The distinction appears to be that yonder is somewhere distant from both the speaker and the spoken to, whereas
that makes
there
sense.
Just means somewhere distant from the speaker. It's over there, over yonder. I don't know.
Yonder is a word.
We know what it means.
It's very sad that it's on the decline. And I think.
And yonder. That's disgusting.
No, fuck that.
Who's doing that? Yonder.
People that are coming
yonder
to the South and they think that being Southern is cute and a hip new
trend. It takes
more
for a Southern accent to go yonder.
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 It's over yonder.
It's yonder.
And some people are saying it like that, too, and I don't like that either.
No, it's very, very abrupt, and it kind of spikes my blood pressure slightly.
Yeah. Southern accents have a lot of, like, long, drawn A's, like yonder, like y'all. And if Twitter...
Like, it's a whole bowl of words.
Y'all. You can feel it. It's like a sphere in your mouth
y'all
when you say it. Y'all. Yonder. You know, and yonder feels like the shape of a dress shoe, if that makes sense. In your mouth with the toes pointing outward. That makes no sense. That's just what
like
my
yonder.
Like it feels like when
like
I say
yonder.
It,
I
when
know.
I say it in my mouth, it feels like the invisible shape of a dress shoe with the heel at the back and the
yonder. I don't know.
Maybe I might need
sure
to go talk
no
to my therapist.
No, I get it.
But we should try to bring it
maybe
back. If people could bring back y'all on the internet and make it so mainstream.
Well, I think y'all's being more mainstream now. It used to be just
it's not
something
a Southern thing
it
anymore.
Used to be something that could signify that, oh, you're from the South, but now I feel like it's more of a signifier of the generation you're born in, because a lot of I feel like younger generations are also saying y'all and y'all, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
blah.
Right. Y'all is something that when I first moved out to L.A., I tried to catch myself on it. Because
people would call you out on it. Be like, are you from the South?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
And if I said y'all, I felt kind of like a hick. So it was so ingrained in me to say y'all. I tried to like forcefully correct myself.
You
and
all.
Catch myself and say you guys.
Okay.
I was like, hey, you guys, because you all.
Hey, guys.
You all sounds too formal. But now I just, I
y'all.
I say y'all.
Y'all's a great word.
I still kind of find myself not using it as much, though. And I think
I use it all the time. I feel like every text conversation we're in, I'm using it.
Actually, I do use it.
Yeah.
It just like, it's a good word. Y'all,
y'all don't
yonder
know what you're talking about.
Every good Southern word starts with why, you know? There's a lot of good why Southern
yarn
words.
It's not a Southern word. I don't know what. I mean, there's only one word I can think of that's a Southern word.
Right,
but
and that
but
come
I don't.
With a y,
I don't know if there's any particular words that are Southern. Oh, you mean like
I mean, like words from the South. You know, like that were that colloquially are used by deep
like
South.
You're talking about like yonder,
y'all, fixins. You know?
Oh, all the fixins. Yeah, smothered and covered.
Let me get some of that barbecue with all the fixins.
I can't wait to have some barbecue in a week.
By the way, do you guys want to know
in North Dakota?
Do barbecue. North Dakota's known for the barbecue and it's fucking sick. Real quick, y'all, I mean yonder, I got the actual measurement in feet of where yonder is. Yonder is 880 feet away from you. That is
That's about a sixth of a mile.
One third of a mile is 1,760 feet, and one sixth of a mile is 880 feet.
That's about the hey, look at me.
And when you
because a mile is like 5,000 some odd.
5,236. I don't know
some shit. It's 5,000 something.
We should know this. We're adults. We should. Well, no, it's not our fault that our system's so fucking stupid.
Well, why do we? Why does it matter if we know how many? Like, how are we going to put it into practice? How? Like, we know, because a mile is its own length. We know how long a mile is. Why would we ever need to
know the number?
Describe the feet within the,
that's a
mile?
Great point. Because I know, in my mind, I visualize, and I...
You know what a mile
almost
is.
Almost being, you know...
A mile's like, always a little longer than you think,
it
too.
Is, actually. I think a mile's long, but then when I'm driving it, or especially walking it, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, miles seem to be a lot longer than I remember. Are they getting longer over the years?
What are they changing? All these scientists changing stuff.
Dude, but our system is so stupid. So actually, you cannot blame us for not remembering how many feet because it's some random ass fucking number. There's a random number of inches in a foot and a random number of feet in a mile where metric, it's so easy to remember, 100, 1,000, where English is just...
No kilometers here.
Yep, y'all ain't gonna see no kilometers over yonder.
Yuck.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Yuck is a good one.
A yuck, yuck, yuck.
And I like that you know it's Southern because when you were reading the example sentence, they used that glass of sweet tea is over yonder.
Yeah.
It's a
It's like I still would never like a glass of sweet tea, like even on like two tables down, I'm not going to say it's over yonder.
Maybe if it's 880 feet away.
Yeah.
No.
You and I were really on point with the
I'm
distance
sorry.
Thing.
It's not 880 feet away. It is within the range of 880 feet. Wait, between one-third and one-sixth. Okay, here we go. Yonder is anywhere between 880 feet away, being the minimum for yonder, and the maximum, 1,760.
Okay, so still like a fifth of a... like a
yeah, anywhere
sixth
between a sixth
a
and a third.
Or a thousand something isn't a third of a mile. It's more of a fourth.
1760.
Huh? Oh, 17. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually kind of want to test this at some point. Like, go outside and kind of see how far yonder is and see if we need to recalculate.
Lessen it or something.
But this sounds pretty good to me.
Over yonder is, it's a far enough walk where during the walk you think to yourself, this is a little ways.
Yeah,
it's not like a breezy, like, I don't know. Have we been talking about yonder since the beginning? No, we have. I usually can't remember all that we've discussed.
Yeah, dude. It kind of like
melds together.
We've done this so much at this point that it's like the genius just spills out, and then
that's exactly how I would describe it. The genius.
Mm-hmm. And then there is so much genius that there's no room for our brains to capture the genius coming out now and remember it because there's new genius always being created.
Yeah.
So we don't remember anything we ever talk about. There's a website I saw for YouTube channels where you can, I think it uses AI, you can search a term or something and it will show you all the videos where that is talked about. So for people that are like, what is the podcast bit? You can use that website to like search for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. We've probably had this yonder discussion on Super Mega Cast.
Probably.
Or a Let's Play. Well.
Oh, I think I got something over yonder to share.
Yeah?
Because the intestinal tract's pretty long, right?
How long is it?
How many feet is the intestinal tract?
How many feet is the
before I commit
intestinal tract? What if it is like one yonder length in?
Let's see.
How do you spell
it? I thought it was like several miles long or something like that.
Let's see. The length of the human intestinal tract can vary. It measures approximately 25 feet in total.
Oh.
Small is 20, large is 5.
The intestinal tract? Why do I remember somewhere being like, it's like a mile long?
No, you're thinking of your blood vessels.
Oh.
Actually, I thought it was an intestine.
I thought it was like the intestinal tract is super. So it's only 25 feet is still a lot of
right. That, I mean, that is a lot of intestines, and that's crazy that they fit inside you.
And it's crazy how this fits inside me. I swear to God we had an extra pair of pants somewhere.
Anyway, what Ryan was thinking of earlier is the cardiovascular system. It is approximately... Dude.
What?
How is this real? Guess the entire cardiovascular system, when measured in total length, includes all the blood vessels, arteries, veins, and capillaries in the body. The combined length of these vessels is extensive. What is your guess on how long the cardiovascular system is inside you?
5 miles.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
60,000 miles. 100,000 kilometers.
Jesus
inside
fucking
an
Christ.
Average human adult.
That's insane.
That's insane in the membrane.
Well, I couldn't think of a better fun fact to... I need to go get some wet wipes, so we need to wrap this up.
Okay, yeah.
What a great fact to end the Super Minicast on.
Super Mini
Fortunately,
show.
Some of us have to go and deal with some laundry or do some chores or whatever. But...
We're... Did you use... Is wet wipes out there? Or do Luke use those?
We need to get a few. Okay. We need to get some more. We also need some more dryer sheets.
Let's
and
get some
detergent.
Let's make sure Luke gets some Febreze too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like get some candles and just in general.
Sure.
Thank you all for showing up.
Rocking out.
With your cocks out or your clits out.
Rocking out with your clit out, baby. Jam out with your clam out.
If you can. You're paying for this, so hopefully you can.
Yeah, and get a clitoris pump so you can make your clitoris five times this threefold in size, like the Grinch. Goodbye.